Turn your Bibles to Mark 11. We're talking about this operation of dunamis power. Mark 11, verse 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. And then he's going to talk to them about faith. And he begins to speak about this. Verse 23, he says, and verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith to come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive. The word them is not in the original text. And you shall have. Believe that you receive and you shall have. Now listen, when the Lord speaks on a topic or a subject, it's very important to take everything he said about it. And when he says you could say unto this mountain, a lot of times he'll say certain things, but he'll finish it in another part. And you've got to get a whole counsel of what he's saying. Because he said, if you have faith, he's speaking of faith as it pertains to moving mountains, because there's going to be mountains moved. They're not going to be moved by the might of your power, but they are going to be moved by God's might and power. But we're going to have to get God's might and power in operation. And to do that, we need to understand everything he said about moving mountains as it pertains to faith. We're going to take faith in mountains. We're going to take it to another part and see what else he had to say about operating in faith. He said, have faith in God. He says, if you have the true God kind of faith, you can say into this mountain. But that's not the only thing he said. You can't just take one scripture. You need to take all of it. Because every time he says something, he adds a little more. And he adds a little more and adds a little more until you get the whole recipe. When you get the whole recipe, it'll work. Amen? So with that said, go to Matthew chapter 17. He's going to introduce another aspect to the God kind of faith and the moving of mountains. You're going to need to understand the components necessary to move a mountain by faith, to access faith, to activate. For your faith to activate, you're going to need components into your life. Amen? All right. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 says, then came the disciples, Jesus apart. They just come off the mountain transfiguration, and the disciples, they were on that mountain that they were trying to get that man. He had a boy that was demon possessed, and the disciples been trying to cast the devil out of him all night, and they couldn't do anything for him. And he said, I brought him to your church and your church could do nothing. And Jesus gets all upset. He says, how long did I have to do this for you? I mean, he got upset about it. I mean, he just walked over and just cast the thing right out. So the disciples come up and ask him, wait, we said everything you said. We did everything you did. Why were you able to do that? And they ask this question that we need the answer to. Amen? They said, why could not we cast it out? Why can't we get this person out of this wheelchair? Why can't we operate with the eyes of the blind open and the ears of the deaf are unstopped and the maimed and the lame and the whole? I mean, where is that kind of power? And so he answers and he says, because of your unbelief. What we have to do is find God's recipe of how to rid our life from unbelief. It's not the kind of unbelief that enters into your mind, because unbelief is a result of the heart, a belief system of the heart, not a belief system of the mind. Everything about the kingdom of God moves through the heart. Amen? It's not this, it's this voice will come in your head. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. No, unbelief has to be purged. And there is a process by which God will purge it so true faith will activate into your life. And when faith activates God, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But with faith, you're going to please him, and it'll release the kingdom of God upon your life. But you're going to have the components to release true faith. Amen. And true faith being released will purge unbelief. It's not as big as the problems we thought it was. Once we understand the process by which God will eradicate unbelief from our life. So then he begins to speak about this subject of mountains and faith. He said, your problem is your unbelief. But then he introduces something else about mountain moving faith. He says this, verily I say unto you, if you have faith as what? the grain of a mustard seed. He goes, you don't even have that faith for the whole. If you understand what I'm saying, have faith as the grain or the operation of a mustard seed, you can say this mountain be thou removed, cast the sea, and it shall obey you. Then he adds something, he says, and nothing shall be impossible to you. We must come into that place. Nothing's impossible. I don't care if you haven't moved in 50 years. When you get the recipe right, you'll begin to move. Things will begin to happen in your life. You may not have birthed anything. Maybe been at it for a long time, and all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam. It'll happen when the recipe is right. Amen? He said, now you're going to have faith. So what he says, now to move mountains with a God kind of faith, he says, you'll have to receive it as a grain of a mustard seed. Because if you'll just have that much faith, and everyone says, well, I have to have a little faith. No, he didn't say have little faith. He said have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Because he's going to share with you how true faith works. Amen? So we have faith to move mountains. Now we have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Now we're going to take that, and we're going to take that thought a little further. So go now to Matthew chapter 13. Putting all that together, we're about to put the whole recipe together. Amen? Now, you know, before this, all year long, we were in a series of called the Dynamics. Where's Christine? She loves that word. Dynamics of keeping his word. We're preaching out of Mark 4, we're preaching out of Luke 8, we're preaching out of this chapter here, Matthew 13, about hearing the word of the kingdom. You can see this right here, verse 11 in Matthew 13. And he answered and said to them, because unto you it's given to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Listen, this is a mystery. And when this mystery gets opened, it's going to work for you. If it's not working, the full mystery hadn't been opened yet. There was something else up in that chapter, and I missed it. And I've been preaching all over that thing all year. I didn't miss it. It just wasn't time for it, really. Now the time for it. There's something else up in this chapter. I mean, this is the one in Mark 4. He says, know you not this parable about the operation of the word? How then will you know all parables? He goes, if you don't know how this works, he goes, unto you it's given to know the mystery of the kingdom. He goes, if you understand what I'm saying right here, you're going to be able to function. You're going to be able to operate in the kingdom of God. The sower is going to sow the word. He talks about the word, and we know the word. He speaks specifically about, look at verse 19. Now, he's pulling this out of Mark 4 and Luke 8, but we're in Matthew 13's account. Same thing about the sower sowed the word. Look what he says, verse 19. And when anyone hear what? The word of the what? Kingdom. It's the word of the kingdom. The mystery contained in this is how to operate in the kingdom. This was the word that was sown. Amen. He talked about hearing the word of the kingdom. We're not talking about this today, but I'm going to throw this out there. He talked about understanding the word of the kingdom and talked about receiving the word of the kingdom and keeping the word of the kingdom. And we've preached into this fully this year. We're in this. We've been keeping his word, been keeping it. But he added this other element. See, the word is the evidence of our faith. But he's added another element to our faith. And do you know? He put it all up in here, in this chapter. But he also talks about this mountain moving faith. Amen? So, he talks about this grain of the mustard seed. He starts with, if you have faith in God, you can move the mountain, but really all you have to do is have faith that works as the grain of a mustard seed. Now he's going to teach you a little bit more of how the faith that works as the grain of the mustard seed in this chapter, and this is what we're after. I want to know how this faith works. I want to know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to sit in church all my life and just have church. I want to know how the kingdom works. I want to pray to our God, and I want to see the demonstration of heaven. And we are on it. It's exciting. Everything about the kingdom of God is going to work on the inside of you. In fact, he said in this chapter, he says, the enemy comes and taketh the word that was sown in their heart. He comes immediately for what? The word that was sown in the heart. Because the heart's the epicenter of all things. The heart is where God is going to cook this thing up. Amen? So let's look at this operation of mustard seed, because this is the way this is going to work. Dunamis power, the word, Holy Ghost, all working together. It's going to operate like the grain of a mustard seed. In other words, what I'm believing God for, I don't have to have faith for the whole. I need to know how to receive what I'm praying for. Amen? So, look at verse 31. He says, another parable put he forth, Matthew 13, 31. And saying, he goes, the kingdom of heaven is like, now that he's still speaking, in Matthew 13, all about the word of the kingdom. All to him who have the word of the kingdom, to him will be given, and he will shall have more abundance. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. See, there's still more to it. He said, if you just ask the Father my name, it'll be done for you. And you've been asking the Father in his name for 20 years, and nothing's been done for you. Because there's more to it. You got to get the whole counsel. He gives you pieces, and you put all those pieces together, and it works. Everyone say it works. He's adding this element of the mustard seed. You really need to get this. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like the grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Say his field. In fact, Mark 4's account said it was sown in the heart. Mustard seed faith. See, you're thinking you got to move the mountain. He says, if you have faith that works according to the grain of a mustard seed, you'll be able to say to the mountain, be thou removed. And people will come along and preach, say, well, if you just have little faith, you can move the mountain. That's not what he said. He said, if you have faith that works as the grain of the mustard seed, then you can say to the mountain, and doubt not in the heart. Remember, he said in Matthew 17, it's because of your unbelief. It's because of the doubt. We have to have something that's going to eradicate the doubt and unbelief that's blocking the operation of the kingdom of God. But I found it. Amen, I found it. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to it today. Now, how does mustard seed faith work? So what we do, bypass the mountain, we start speaking to our mountain, nothing happens. You just don't go and start speaking to the mountain first. You have to get the operation of mustard seed faith working. What is mustard seed faith? It receives. It receives the kingdom in the form of a seed. Without that, if you don't receive the seed that God gives, you're not going to be able to move the mountain. You have to be able to receive. Hear the word of the kingdom. Understand the word of the kingdom. Receive. See, he said he's sown in his heart. Look at what he said. He said, which he took and sowed in his field. His field is you. The sower sowed the word in your heart. The word was sown in the heart. It has to be received. That's the evidence. Amen. See, you receive. What did Mark 11 say? He says, when you stand praying, believe that you receive. Now, how does this work? Because if you're believing for a tangible object in the earth, say, our God, I'll just keep it financial, make it easier. Our God will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. Can we agree riches and glory are eternal? Can we agree that riches and glory are without end? Can we agree riches and glory are spiritual? Can we agree that riches and glory is in heaven? Can we agree that we need riches and glory here? So how does God supply a natural, tangible need by spiritual riches? If I'm believing for a ministry vehicle or a ministry house, everybody's got to have a house to live in. What we do, just sign a covenant with mammon. I get that. We've done that too. We're trying to get out of that. We need God's blessing upon our life. Amen? So if I'm believing God for something tangible, how does God supply that tangible object that I'm believing for when he supplies my need from a heavenly state, from riches in glory, from an inheritance that's spiritual? He doesn't have a ministry van up in heaven that he drops down out of the sky. He parachutes it. He doesn't work like that. But the Father still gives you something. He said, if you have faith, when you ask, there might be a mountain in the way of you receiving something like that because it's so large. But the Lord said to me, he said, what's expensive in the earth is paid for in heaven. You don't have to do all that. What you need is mustard seed. If you can have faith that works as the grain of a mustard seed, because when you pray the Father for that, you're receiving something else from him. What we receive is the seed that manifests that. you still have to have faith. Amen? And that's what he's talking about. There's a mustard seed faith. And he says, you receive. He sends three things from heaven. The Father sends the Holy Ghost. The Father sends the Word. And the Father sends creative, dunamis powers. He sends those three things. They are the recipe. When they're there, something happens. When you appropriately receive what heavens has, when you receive the ingredients of heaven, it'll work. Amen? If you don't, it won't work. Now, faith is, Hebrews 11, what? Substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, the evidence of what I cannot see. When I'm praying for something here, what does God send? He doesn't drop the ministry vehicle out of heaven, but he sends the supply of that need. He sends his word, and it's the evidence of the thing that I cannot see. It hadn't manifested yet, but it has manifested here. But he also sends substance. And the substance that we know is created in his power. It says, the invisible things of God, Romans 1, from the creation of the world were clearly seen by the things that were made, even his eternal dunamis power in Godhead. He said it's an invisible operation. But guess what? It's clearly seen by what's made. But guess what? It's not invisible anymore. It might be invisible to the world, but it's not invisible to us because the Word has put light on something. I can see what I need because the Word told me that's what I needed. I can see, though it's invisible to the world, it's not invisible to the eye of faith. It's not invisible because I know that it exists now, and I know it's a major part of the recipe. Now watch what happens when the mustard seed faith operates appropriately. Verse 31, he says, another parable put forth, because the kingdom of heaven is like the grain of a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. See, he received it and sowed it, kept it. He's doing everything about the kingdom. He says, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree. Little tree. Here's what we're after. This massive expansion. We want the expansion of that seed. See, if you'll have faith as the mustard seed, God will do the expanding. What we need is the massive expansion from a seed to a full-blown tree. Mark 4 said this. He said, in the same parable, he said, it shooteth out great branches. It shoots out. See, the kingdom of God was meant, when we get it right, when you get the recipe right, it's going to massively multiply. And part of that multiplication is the eradication of doubt and unbelief. When it gets released on the inside of your heart, the first thing it's going to do is shove out everything that's not according to it. It's going to shove it out. Doubt and unbelief are going to be peeled away from you because that tree is going to blow up on the inside of you. That seed has the property to become a million times greater than its own size. That's why he said all you have to do when you're believing is receive it in seed form. You've got to receive what heaven is sending. Get the ingredients and God will do the rest. He'll cause the massive expansion. This is what we're looking for. So with all that, that's the mustard seed faith. Amen? Now, that's the key, by the way. But he wasn't done. Would you like the recipe? Would you like me to show you a baking recipe of the kingdom of God? When you get this recipe right, it's going to work for you. Amen? Now, he's talking about the word. Now, remember, Matthew 13 is extension of Mark 4. Unto you it's been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. If you don't know this parable, how shall you know all parables? He actually gives the recipe for all of it. He sticks it right in there. I guess the time had not come, but now the time has come. It's right there. So, let's read it again. Matthew 13. Let's look at verse 31. This parable he put forth, kingdom of heaven is like the grain of a mustard seed. He said, look, if you have this operation, nothing will be impossible to you. Because this is how faith will move mountains. Because when you get this, you'll be able to speak and the mountains will move. Amen. He says, which a man took and sowed in a field, which indeed the least of the seeds, when it's grown, it's the greatest among herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Aren't you glad he put verse 33 in there? Aren't you glad he stuck that right there in the mustard seed faith and stuck that in the mountain moving faith and some woman baking something? She was baking up the recipe for true faith and how to move mountains. I just didn't know what the ingredients were until now. Verse 33, in another parable, what's he talking about? Kingdom of God, mystery of the kingdom of God, how the word of the kingdom works, how to go from 30, 60 to 100 fold, how the kingdom expands. What we need is an expansion of the kingdom. Most of our problem, trust me, is not because you're not good enough. It's not because you're not serving enough. We don't know how to get the kingdom to expand. The kingdom is ever expanding because it's eternal. The government is upon his shoulder. And the end of that government, there's no end. He says the increase of that government, the increase, there's no end. What are we looking for? We need what God put in us to expand. We need the expansion of the kingdom. Once we learn how to release, when the kingdom expands, your wilderness is over. Once it begins to expand, once you operate and get this faith of the mustard seed down, once you get this down, it's going to start shooting out great branches. That's what everybody wants. You want some activity. Not your activity, kingdom activity. You want to see the kingdom expand. Don't you want to see your life expand? Are you just perfectly content where you're at? The kingdom inside, you're supposed to expand. Ministerially expand. You're supposed to financially expand. You're supposed to expand in love and glory and grace and presence. Everything about your life was supposed to expand. We didn't have the ingredients. You ever baked a cake and the thing fell out? Did not rise properly? It fell out? Ever done that? That's called crashing and burning. You didn't get the ingredients right. You didn't have them right. You get the ingredients right, that thing's going to go. Whoosh. Amen? Recipe. A set of instructions for making food. A way of doing something that will produce a particular result. You must have the recipe right. This is the most awkward place to put some woman baking something with leaving and adding three measures. Right in the middle of mountain-moving faith. Faith is greater than mustard seed, but God knew exactly what he was doing. He followed up mustard seed faith with the recipe for mustard seed faith. Are you ready? Verse 33, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Leaven. In Texas, it's leaven. Like devil, you're leaving. That's a good say. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took. See, we don't cook like this anymore. Nobody has to actually make this anymore. You just go buy your bread. Back then, they didn't go buy a loaf of bread. They had to make it. He was talking to them in accordance to their lifestyle. Heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Now, leaven is like yeast. And this yeast, they take the flour and the water, but they inject this yeast into the three measures. And when you inject the yeast, it causes this, and you put the heat in there, it causes this glorious expansion. It goes, whoo. If you don't have the three measures properly measured out, then you're not going to get the proper expansion. He's telling you how mustard seed faith, he goes, now I'm going to show you how mountain moving mustard seed faith works. You're going to need some ingredients. Four major ingredients. You're going to need some leaven, and you're going to need to inject that leaven into three measures. And when you inject the leaven in all of this, by the way, if you meditate Matthew 13, Everything he's talking about, you're going to cook all this up inside your spirit. Because the first place the kingdom is going to expand is inside of you. It's going to blow out doubt. It's going to blow out unbelief. It's going to blow out discouragement. It's going to blow out weakness. It's going to blow out fear. It's going to blow out everything that's been keeping you back and keeping you sealing all your life. The first thing is this glorious expansion of the seed, or this glory expansion when this leaven is added to these three measures. So what are the three measures? Holy Ghost, if you know how to give gifts, you should. How much more shall the Father give the Holy Ghost? You're going to need him. He's the one that's going to do that glorious transformation. He's the one that's going to transfer the other two components. What are the other two components? The word, I have to have the evidence, and the creative dunamis power. All of this, by the way, is what God used in the recipe of original creation. The invisible things of God were clearly seen. When he spoke, he released, and guess what? The universe is still expanding, still going. The Energizer Bunny is still going. Why? Because once God releases, the kingdom starts releasing, it begins to expand. That's the nature of the kingdom. We are supposed to expand. We weren't supposed to fall out. Open the oven and the thing fell out. You weren't supposed to go flat. You were supposed to expand, shoot out great branches. We've been trying to do that, but what we did is bypass the kingdom of God and try to expand ourselves. And you're going to fall straight on your blessed assurance. If you bypass the kingdom of God, go try to do it yourself, that's like opening the oven and things just fall out in front of you. Everything went flat, throw that away. It's not how it works. Got to get the recipe right. Recipe does not include your flesh, does not include human sufficiency. It includes your heart and includes your faith. Without faith, it's impossible. So God's going to give you the Holy Ghost. You have to receive it. You have to receive the word, and you have to receive the creative dunamis power, and you have to receive it. It takes great faith to receive. I wasn't talking about small faith, just because he goes, if you have faith, it operates a grain of a mustard seed. But the mustard seed faith is going to require three components: Holy Ghost, creative dunamis power, and the word. And when you get those, you have the recipe which God created the universe. But then there's the leaven. The leaven activates. There's something, the leaven is a part too. And without leaven, you're going to have the three components. And without the leaven, you're not going to get that activation. When they inject that yeast, it goes, whoo. That's what we're looking for. We want this inside of us. We need that. We don't want a dormant, flat word inside of us. You don't want to open your interior oven and your baking bread's done fell out. Well, guess what happens when it falls out? You got to start over. We want the recipe right. And see, he's telling you, he goes, if you want to know how mustard seed works that can move a mountain, that nothing be impossible to you, then you're going to need this. So that's why he put it right there, right next to it. He says, it's going to work, or you're going to need these components, but then you're going to need the leaven. The leaven. Well, guess what the leaven is? Anybody want to know what leaven is? It's the activator. Leaven is what's going to activate what's in there. You got to receive it, and the leaven is faith. Faith. Your faith. See, you can't have faith in something you can't see. If you don't see these things, how can you employ faith for it? How can I employ faith to receive creative dunamis power, receive his word, receive the Holy Spirit, and understand what all is going on inside of me in this recipe of how this kingdom will expand? If I don't know that, I can't add faith to it. I won't have any faith for it. Hitherto, we didn't even know what to add our faith to. I still think I'm believing for that over there. I am not believing for that. I'm believing for this. I need this word and this creative dunamis power and the Holy Ghost to create this expansion on the inside of me. And when it happens, the Holy Ghost will immediately manifest that. Because that's what God sends, this expansion. He sends the recipe. Say, send me the recipe. And the catalyst, the activator, is your faith. Now faith is the substance. See, it's going to activate. And the evidence of the thing you cannot see. See, when you get it right, it'll blow up on the inside of you in a good way. You'll have it. That's why everybody who operates in faith are not surprised when the thing appears. When a miracle, you're very surprised. Because a miracle bypassed you altogether. That's not faith. Faith knows why it came. When it shows up, you were waiting for it. You know why it happened, because it already happened on the inside of you. And what this expansion is going to happen when it shoots out the great principles is love is injected. Faith is injected into this. What it does is it causes an expansion and it drives out doubt, unbelief, and fear. And all of a sudden, faith arises and Christ begins to dwell in your heart. Somebody say amen. Amen.